Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hi, and welcome to the Community Church of Sebastopol. We are an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. I am Reverend Rachel Knuth, serving this congregation as Associate Minister to Children and Families, and it's my honor to welcome you to this service of worship, during which the Golden Gate Association of the Northern California Nevada Conference of the United Church of Christ will install the Reverend Dr. Benjamin J. Broadbent as senior minister of this local congregation. Amen. A special welcome to the members of the Community Church of Sebastopol. You who have been traveling together through a time of transition, enduring loss and facing change at every step. Someone once called baptism the ordination of every Christian, which means we are all called to ministry in some form. On this April Fool's Day, let us admit that much of the ministry we do is really very foolhardy. It does not look glamorous to those outside the church. It does not shy away from suffering and defeat, but makes the weakness of the cross a way of life, a life filled with risk and grace. Fools for Christ, emboldened by the Holy Spirit, let us worship the living and loving God.
Looking to your bulletin, please respond to us in the call to worship.
Jesus says, "I am the way for you."
And so we come to follow Christ.
Jesus says, "I am the truth for you."
And so we come to dwell in the light.
Jesus says, "I am the life for you."
And so we come, leaving behind all else to which we cling.
The next two pieces of our worship are found in your hymnal. We begin with our processional hymn, number 450. In body or spirit, please stand and let us sing, God the Spirit, Guide and Guardian.
Thank you.
Please remain standing and looking to selection 451 in your hymnal. Please respond to me to the Litany of Ministry by reading the bolded lines. Let us pray. O God, who sent Jesus into the world not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life to set others free, shape us for your ministry.
Claim us, O God, for your service, and direct us toward your will.
You have graced all members of Christ's body one by one with gifts of the Spirit to fulfill their vocation, to lead lives worthy of your calling, to be workers who have no reason to be ashamed, to shine as lights to your glory.
You have granted each of us the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
You give grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. And some are called to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
Grant that together we may all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of your Son, to the full stature of Christ.
Through your grace, O God, may we lead a life worthy of the vocation to which you call us.
Claim us, O God, for your service, and direct us toward your will.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
I invite you to turn to those around you and greet one another with a sign of Christ's peace. It is a joy and privilege to have with us for this occasion a variety of people from near and far, and I'd like to call a few of them out by name. We welcome Reverend Diane Weibel, our conference minister, who is also our preacher this morning. Welcome. Or this afternoon. Sorry. I know. And we welcome Reverend Dakota Brown, the current moderator of the Golden Gate Association. Partnering with Patty Rainey, our church's moderator, Dakota is serving as the association representative for the act of installation. We also welcome other clergy from throughout the association, including Reverend Alan Clausen of Community Congregational Church in Tiburon. Welcome, Alan. Hello. Reverend Tracy Barnow of San Rafael, First Congregational San Rafael. Michael Vossler, retired pastor now at the Petaluma UCC. Michael, welcome. And we welcome the clergy who are affiliated with this local congregation, including Reverend Jean Nelson. Reverend Lizanne Bassam. Reverend Kristen Del Monte. Reverend Jean Bull. Reverend Deanna Urett. and seminarian Pamela Downey. Welcome. And we welcome clergy representing the wider ecumenical community, Reverend Eunice Tovo, pastor of the Sebastopol United Methodist Church. Welcome. In addition, Benjamin has family members and friends who are here to support him and our congregation. His parents, Reverend Matthew Broadbent and Barbara Broadbent from Aptos. His uncle, Reverend Norman Broadbent, and his wife, Jan Broadbent, from Fresno. Benjamin's former colleague is here, Reverend Dr. James White, and his wife, Patty White. As well as dear friends, Sid Shelton and Robbie Limpert from Colorado Springs. We're glad you're all here and welcome. And now, Patty and Dakota, I'd like to invite you forward for the presentation.
Good afternoon. I'm Patty Rainey, the current moderator of the Community Church of Sebastopol. Our congregation, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, has called the Reverend Benjamin J. Broadbent as its senior minister and respectfully requests that the Golden Gate Association install him in this ministry among us according to the order and faith of the United Church of Christ.
Thank you, Patty. Hello, I am Reverend Dakota Brown, and I'm currently the moderator of the Golden Gate Association. Our association has reviewed the request of the Community Church of Sebastopol, and we have prayerfully examined Reverend Broadbent, and we are pleased to install him as your senior minister. Benjamin, servant of God, I invite you to come forward as a sign of your acceptance to this call and to this office. Installation is an action of the Association of the United Church of Christ in cooperation with the local church. Installation affirms and celebrates the covenantal relationship among a local church, its pastor and teacher, and the wider denomination. Installation is a sign that these covenantal partners are committed to share in the mutual mission of the United Church of Christ and of all the ecumenical church partners. Now let us continue in worship with song.
It's Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
It's Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
It's Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
You can call him up and tell him what you want.
What you want.
Well, his line ain't never busy.
Tell him what you want.
His line ain't never busy.
Tell him what you want.
His line ain't never busy.
Tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. What you want.
Well, if you want his kingdom,
tell him what you want.
And if you want his kingdom,
tell him what you want.
Well, if you want
want his kingdom. Tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. Well, if you're sick and you want to get well,
tell him what you want.
And if you're sick and you want to get well,
tell him what you want.
Well, if you're sick and you want to get well,
tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. What you want. You want.
Well, if you're feeling down and out,
tell him what you want.
And if you're feeling down and out,
tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. What you want.
Well, if your soul's in danger,
tell him what you want.
And if your soul's in danger,
tell him what you want.
Well, if your soul's in danger,
tell him what you want.
You can call him up and tell him what you want.
What you want.
It's Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
It's Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
It's Jesus on the main line.
Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
You can call him up. Tell him what you want.
What you want.
You can call him up and tell him what you want.
Our scripture this afternoon comes from 1 Corinthians 4, verses 18 through 31. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. May these words be to us our light and our life. Amen.
When Pastor Ben told me that his installation was going to be on April 1st, I didn't know whether to take him seriously or not. But I am very glad I did, and I am so glad to be here today and to celebrate in this wonderful time with you and your family and your church family and your friends and so many people, the wider church as well. Let us pray. Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's a famous episode in Huck Finn where Huck puts a shoebox under his bed one night and he prays that God will fill it with money. When he tells Miss Watson about his experiment, she calls him a fool. Theologian Ralph Wood argues that Huck is actually no fool at all, but a wise youth who has figured out what modern-day Christians have done. We have put a magician's wand in God's hand, and we expect magic to happen whenever we say a prayer. We think if we pray hard enough, act good enough, sing loud enough — by the way, that was so beautiful — sing loud enough, God will manipulate the world around us and grant us all that we asked for. We get angry when people say there is not enough money in the budget to do what we want. Because after all, if we are doing God's work, then the money should just appear. There should always be enough money. There should always be enough people to do the ministry and the work that we want to see done, that we feel called to lead and to carry out. We wonder some days if there will ever be enough people to fill our nomination slate, or to work at the annual church extravaganza, but we want to believe that if we work hard enough, God will provide. I'm getting there. But good old Huck Finn has it all figured out for us. Huck knows there's not going to be any money in the shoebox when he wakes up the next morning. Maybe Miss Watson called Huck a fool because Huck wasn't willing to leave well enough alone. People want to believe in miracles. People need to believe in miracles. What is Huck doing, messing with God's order of things? By asking for the impossible, Huck is proving that miracles just don't happen because you believe hard enough or have enough faith. So Miss Watson believes. When I talked to Pastor Ben about today's service and the theme, Fools for Christ, he said, and I'm paraphrasing you, I hope I got it right, church work is weird work and makes no sense to people outside the church. Got it? Okay. And he said he wanted to take a moment to think about what's weird and wonderful about this work. My friend Huck Finn and Pastor Ben would get along well, I think. What is weird and wonderful about church work is that it's hard, and it's messy, and it doesn't always offer immediate results. But God's grace and love and power overcomes it all. When we think there is nothing more to do or nowhere else to go, God reminds us that we are not alone and that God will make all things possible. In verse 18, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Some might think that Huck Finn wanted to expose the myth of God's existence, just as those who see the cross as foolishness want to claim that those who believe in it are just believing in the impossible, just believing in nonsense. I believe that what Huck Finn really wanted was for people to stop thinking that everything is easy and that you don't need to do any effort to make God's work and world possible. Put money in a shoebox, say a prayer, and the money will appear. Faith is not magic, and there was nothing magical about Christ's resurrection. God is not magic. God is God. And God needs us. God needs us to be part of the story. Think about it. The things we do because of our faith might seem by others as foolishness, craziness, or pure nonsense. After all, who spends their time baking bread so that the hungry will be fed at the inner church food pantry? Who spends their hard-earned vacation time going to Weed, California, working on a Habitat for Humanity crew to build homes for those who need a place to live? Who makes snack bags for people they have never met who are in need of nutritious food? We do what we do because God has called us and we have responded. We do what we do not because we expect easy answers or shoeboxes full of money. We do what we do because God needs us to be the hands and feet of Christ in the world, and because God has promised to walk with us the entire way on this crazy, wonderful journey that is faith. Verse 27, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. Encountering God in our own lives and in introducing God into the lives of another, that is when the miracles happen. That is where God is seen. We don't have to be scholars or athletes or the president of some corporation or even the president of the United States for God to use us. God uses all of us, weak or strong, brave or scared, energetic or tired. God uses each one of us. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of being in Palestine, in Hebron. And I met a woman named Layla. And the first thing that Layla told us was that because of the permits required to get around in the area, that she was no longer able to see her son, that he could no longer travel to her, and she could no longer travel to him, even though they lived a short distance apart from each other. And she told us about the stories of what was happening in the shopping district where she had a store. She told us about the garbage that was being thrown down from the settlements up above them. She told us that when they put up nets to stop the garbage from hitting the streets and their shops and the clothing that they had displayed, that they started throwing liquid down so that it could go through the net onto the floor. But Layla taught me something. She taught me that when life is messy and crazy, and things aren't going very well, you still have hope. You still have love in your heart. Because Layla welcomed us. She took us into her home. She fed us lunch. She laughed with us. She smiled. And she said she still has hope. And I believe that hope comes from God. I believe that Layla encountered God in her life in ways that I can only admire. She has been through so much, and still she opened her home to us, to 10 strangers that she had never met until about 15 minutes before lunch. She welcomed us into her living room, told us to sit down, proceeded to serve us, and then sat next to us while we ate, while we talked, while we laughed. I think that's what all of us are being asked to do in our lives today. No matter what we are experiencing, no matter what is happening in the world around us, we are to live our lives in such a way that God's love and light is evident to all. It will take risk. It may be a challenge. We might not know if what we are going to do is ever going to work. We might start to think we are fools. and it's likely to look like foolishness to others. But when we are all fools for Christ, we are fools for the life in Christ and the life that Christ has called us to lead. This is an exciting day for the Community Church of Sebastopol. And it's pretty wonderful that this installation is being held on April Fool's Day, on the day when we are asked to consider being a little bit foolish ourselves. Where you go from here, God only knows. And God does know. God will go with you. You are not going to do this alone. Someone reminded me recently that the sign of a successful church is a church that is willing to try something new, even if it doesn't work. And that the real sign of success is how many times you failed before you got it figured out. Sarah laughed at the idea that she, at her age, could become pregnant. Jonah's heart was so closed that it took a whale to swallow him before he was able to see what God was trying to show him. Moses was doomed to die as a baby until his sister did the unthinkable and put him in a basket and sent him in the very direction of the people that were trying to kill him. And the list goes on and on. People of the Bible, those people who knew it might look like foolishness to others, but God was calling them to something really important, and that God was showing them the way. We have so many role models of those who have gone before us, not just the biblical characters that we read about every Sunday in church, but also those saints and those pastors who have served in this church before us. Those members who have been faithful members for so long, and we can still remember when they taught us Sunday school or they showed us how to lead worship or how to light a candle or how to play music. We have a lot of people who are walking with us. You have a lot of people who are walking with you in this wonderful, exciting journey that lies ahead of you as you begin a new chapter of ministry in this church. Be brave. Be one with one another. Rely on each other. And don't be afraid to fail. God's way is not society's way, and that's a good thing. When society tells us it is foolish to believe in a cross, we know better. We are not following magic or looking for easy fixes. We are accepting the call that is before every one of us. Your pastor in each one of you. It's not just your pastor who's being installed today. It's all of you who are also being installed to this ministry and this church at this time alongside Pastor Ben. And your sisters and brothers in the 118 churches of the Northern California and Nevada Conference of the United Church of Christ will be there to support you and to love you and to give you the strength that you need to go forward. My closing prayer today is one that is sometimes read on Racial Justice Sunday, and it fits with my hope for all of you this day. So as I pray, please listen to these words and think about all the wild and wonderful and weird ways that God will continue to be present with us and lead us and push us when we need it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the days and times that you have given to us. And we thank you today for the divine spark that resides within us, the spark that cries out for authentic fellowship with you, that something within that keeps pulling and pushing us toward the mark of the higher calling that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it is in and through Christ that we seek to ascend to be witnesses to his resurrecting power. In the spirit of Christ, we yearn to become and be all that you created us to be. We yearn to live in ways that are in keeping with the teachings of Jesus, who taught us to treat others like we want them to treat us. We yearn to witness through lives of serving the needs of others, especially those who are despised and rejected by the world. We pray for a fresh anointing because we want to be doers of the word. We pray that the Spirit of the living God would fall afresh on us so that we can grow into the church that we are supposed to be. Take our heads, take our hearts, take our minds and our souls and use them in accordance with your will for your world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We are the recipients of God's abundance, an abundance of oxygen and friendship, an abundance of healthy food and opportunities to serve, an abundance of time to pray and discern, an abundance of large and small resources to share. At this time, it is our privilege to witness an offering of music as ushers serve among us. As is our custom, please place your gift in the plate or simply touch the plate as a sign of your gift. All money received today will support the varied and vital ministries of the Golden Gate Association. With gratitude and generosity, let us worship God with our offering.
Is this the April Fools?
Probably the other.
We are going to a place where music falls and fills up everything. Though it might be a long time, know it's gonna be all right. 'Cause we've already started to sing. Come and go with me, we can walk together. We'll climb every mountain, brave any weather. That place we're going, it's a beautiful song. While we're on our way, we can sing along. We are going to a place where music falls and fills up everything. Though it might be a long time, know it's gonna be all right. 'Cause we're already started to sing. And when we get there, join the choir. Everybody's gonna be there, whole world on fire. Every light will shine on that endless sky day. We can sing through the night while we're on our way. We are going to a place where music falls and fills up everything. Though it might be a long time, know it's gonna be alright. 'Cause we've already started to sing. We are going to a place where music falls and fills up everything. Though it might be a long time, know it's gonna be all right. 'Cause we've already started to sing. We are going to a place where music falls and fills up everything. Though it might be a long time, no, it's gonna be all right. 'Cause we've already started to sing. 'Cause we've already started to sing. 'Cause we've already started to see.
Promises kept you have set before us a great hope that your kingdom will come on earth, and have taught us to pray for its coming.
Make us ready to thank you for the signs of its coming, and to pray and work for that day when your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive us.
Please turn one more time to your hymnal and find selection 361, the United Church of Christ Statement of Faith. We have a few directions for you. We're going to read the first three lines together, and then this side of the congregation will read the first paragraph, and that the next paragraph will be read by the pulpit side under Rachel's directions, and we will alternate back and forth until we get to the last line where we will all read it together. So let us begin. We believe in you, O God, eternal spirit.
God of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and our God, and to your deeds we testify.
You call the worlds into being, create persons in your own image, and set before each one the ways of life and death.
You seek in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin.
You judge people and nations by your righteous will, declared through prophets and apostles.
In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, you have come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to yourself.
You bestow upon us your great Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races.
You call us into your church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be your servants in the service of others, to proclaim the gospel to all the world, to resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory.
You promise to all who trust you forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, your presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in your realm which has no end.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto you. Amen. Please be seated.
friends and members of the Community Church of Sebastopol. This is the third time I've been at this church, and each time I have felt so welcome, and I am grateful to be part of this installation and this formal welcome of your new minister. And as your moderator, I ask the members of the Community Church of Sebastopol that as you have declared and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that you have called Reverend Benjamin Broadbent to minister to this place as your pastor and teacher, and that now you have received him as appointed by God for this ministry. The Golden Gate of Association of the United Church of Christ has declared that he has met all necessary conditions for installation into this office. Benjamin, seeing that you are called to ordination of this ministry by the grace of God, and that this local church has led to call you as their senior minister, are you willing to enter into this covenant with its members who are one in Christ with us in the Golden Gate Association?
I will, and I promise to serve this church faithfully, preaching and teaching the Word of God, administering the sacraments, and fulfilling the office of pastor according to the faith and the order of the United Church of Christ. Now, that's the formal part. I just want to add another sentence or two. I'm just mindful of my grandparents on my father's side, Charles and Evelyn Broadbent, at a time like this, who were partners in ministry. And just two pieces of what they each told me. My grandfather once said, make sure your shoes are always polished. And I think what he meant is, this is serious work. Do it right. And then my grandmother, often kind of off to the side, would then take me by the arm and say, almost in a whisper, be yourself. So I promise to take it seriously, because this is important work. I also promise to be myself, which means giving due honor to my own needs and that of my family alongside and sometimes before the needs of this congregation. I promise to allow myself to fall in love with this congregation as we do this mutual ministry together. And I promise to be open to the Holy Spirit as it leads me and all of us in directions we have not yet determined. I promise to try to find that prophetic voice which speaks for the voiceless, and to provide challenge and comfort, and to try to figure out when is the best time to provide each. I know that's promising a lot, and so I promise above all to trust that God will lead me in this ministry.
And as we continue our partnership in this ministry, I ask all of the members of the Community Church of Sebastopol UCC in body and spirit to please stand as you are able, looking at your bulletin, and affirm your covenant with your pastor. We, the members of the Church of the United Church of Christ, receive Benjamin Broadbent as our senior minister, promising to labor with him in the ministry of the gospel and to give him due honor and support. We gather with him, the United Church of Christ, as a sign of our mutual ministry, in Christ's name. Members of the Golden Gate Association, in body and spirit, as you are able, please rise, looking at your bulletin, affirm your covenant with the community church and its pastor. We, the members of the Golden Gate Association, gather with you, the people, the pastor of the community church, as a sign of our covenant in the celebration of our mutual ministry in Christ's name. Now, members of the wider ecumenical community and all of the guests from near and far, as you are able in body and in spirit, please rise? And will you pray with this pastor and for this congregation as they seek to carry out the ministry of Jesus Christ in this place and in the covenant of the wider church settings of the United Church Christ? If so, please say, yes, we will pray with you and for you. Yes, we will pray with you and for you. I invite Jean Bull to come forward. To offer the prayer of installation.
Please raise one or both hands in a sign of blessing as we pray for the mutual ministry of Pastor Benjamin and the Community Church of Sebastopol. Eternal One, in wisdom you called creation into being, and from the beginning you have chosen people who are both faithful and broken to serve you in ministry. You call some as messengers and some as contemplatives, some as musicians, poets, and painters, some to teach and some to preach, some to comfort and some to rile and rev things up. You call and send not for the advancement of the servant, but to equip all your, to equip all your people for the work of ministry, and to build up the body of Christ, which is the church. So now bless and sanctify by your Holy Spirit your servant Benjamin, whom we, in the name of Jesus Christ, and participating in your dream for a just and nonviolent world. By prayer and with blessing, granting to him the authority to preach your word, to celebrate at the table and font, and to exercise the responsibilities of pastor and teacher, of prophet and confidant, of artist and administrator. Increase in this congregation the baptismal power of your Holy Spirit, which broods and hovers over the church like a mother hen, safeguarding what we do. Let the mind and the same heart be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Enable us to nourish one another in the faith of the gospel. Fill our speech with truth, our actions with intention, our decisions with wisdom, and our common life with your abundant and amazing grace. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon all the churches of the Golden Gate Association and upon our ecumenical and interfaith partners, that we may conspire with you to bring about the beloved community inaugurated and emboldened by Jesus. And through Benjamin's ministry with his local church and among the wider community, may your name be glorified and your death-defying truth be exalted through Jesus Christ, our once crucified and now risen Savior. Amen.
Amen, Benjamin. And in the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of the Golden Gate Association of the Northern California Nevada Conference of the United Church of Christ, I declare you, Benjamin, to be duly installed as senior minister of the Community Church of Sebastopol.
We're going to sing, so stay standing. You're going to be invited to sing.
And sing with us.
Yeah. We'll be feeding you the lines.
So put your stuff down so you can clap your hands.
Yeah, you want to move, you want to clap, sing.
I'm gonna live so God can use me
anytime or anywhere. Sing along. I'm gonna live so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna work so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna work so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna pray so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna sing so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna sing so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna serve. I'm gonna serve so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna serve so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live so God can use me anytime or anywhere. I'm gonna live so God can use me anytime or anywhere.
I just want to say before the parting benediction, a few thank yous. Thank you especially to Gail Thomas and Kathy Mathis for making this happen. Isn't that incredible? As well as all the people who came together to usher and to create bulletins for this special event, and for the reception that you're all invited to as soon as I stop talking. I also want to say thank you to Judy Kinsey, who's on our organ bench today. Thank you so much. And to our guest preacher, our conference minister, Reverend Diane Weibel. We're so happy that you're here in our conference. So good to have you. To my colleague, Rachel Knuth, for your part in this service. Thank you so much. And to our liturgist who had a role in this, especially you, Olivia. Thank you so much for your part in this service. And I also just, one point of personal privilege. I'm just looking at my wife, Brooke, and my kids, and this is another, feels like another step toward a painful and yet important and wonderful leaving and an arriving and a landing and a rooting and a growing. So thank you to the members of this church for the way that you've received me and our family. And thank you to you, members of my family, beloved members, Brooke, Marin, and Sophia, for walking this journey together to this day. I know it's supposed to be a moment of joy, but we're all crying right now. It's all part of one big, wonderful blob of God-blessed life. So I'd like to offer you this blessing, a blessing I learned in South Africa. May you be blessed with a faith as deep as the ocean, as wide as the earth, and as high as the stars. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you.
And congratulations.
This is it.
Yeah.
Nothing left to do.
Oh, there's lots left.
All the stuff left.